Tim Bustos, executive director of the Florida Bicycle Association, says Florida has a tragic record of pedestrian and cycling fatalities. His group takes an active role in improving safety.
Florida has not fared well for bicycle and pedestrian safety over the last several years. There's actually a report published by the organization called Transportation for America that rated Florida as the highest bicycle crash rate in the nation for both bicycles and pedestrian crashes. Matter of fact, 4 out of the top 10 most dangerous cities for walking and biking in this report, 4 of those cities are in Florida.
Bustos says there are issues that naturally put Florida at a higher risk for bike and pedestrian fatalities.
But Florida has a number of variables that a lot of states don't have. For one thing, there's a higher exposure level because Florida is one of the few states where you can ride year-round. Got a lot of people coming into the state every year, either to move or for vacation, that aren't that knowledgeable of bicycling issues. That's contributing to the problem. And we've also got a really high elderly population, which I'm told by my insurance agent is one reason we all pay such high insurance premiums, is because of a really high elderly population of people driving that really shouldn't be.
Bustos says now pedestrians and cyclists have more freedom to travel because they don't have to stay in designated bike lanes.
It's a big job. It's nothing that people are just going to notice overnight. There's already some changes in place. We just got a significant grant to work with law enforcement so that they can work as partners to help reduce crashes. So it's a group effort.
Bustos expects more funding for pedestrian pathways and trails, and he hopes Florida's tragic pedestrian and bicycle statistics will change with increased awareness of the issue. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.